Boom! You are listening officially to the Giants guys. I am Craig Santucci, your host. These are my guys over here and down there. We're back. We're in the lab. And we're going to do something different, something a little special for you Giants junkies. We're going to have a little
fun. Very special.
Yes, very special. We've been hammering over these details all day on how to do it. Because we're professionals. So today, and I'm going to read right off the show notes. So today is a special edition of the Giants guys. We hope this show will spark conversation over the next couple weeks, whether you like what we do or not. We are going to have a super draft, the ultimate Giant team. And these guys are all going to draft, including me. So, We don't want to lose your attention, so we're not going to drone on. But there's a little bit of a twist. Everybody gets to draft not one but two players at the same time, and they have special categories. So think of it as if I draft a quarterback, I'm also going to draft a running back, and I'm going to read you how it works. Ground rules: each person will have a draft slot. We've already pre-drafted, and I'm last. So it starts off with Jeff, and then it goes Mikey B, Michael Stewart, Spiro, and then myself. When it is your turn, you will draft two players. Those players come in special pairs, which I'm going to read to you. If a panelist drafts quickly and there's enough time, we'll have some commentary. We'll laugh at Mikey B's pick for offensive tackles and guards. Yes, we will.
And probably mine too.
Exactly. If you're a listener or a Twitter follower, you're going to get to vote who's drafted the best team. Remember, I own NYGiantsRush.com, and I started the Giants guys, so you'd probably want to vote for me. Just kidding. No pressure. You do not have to draft any position or positions in any special order. Just stick with the special pairings. Last rule is there will be no trades. I stuck innocent because I know Spiro is totally like wheeling and dealing. Yep, that's him right there. You know he was completely thinking about making a trade since he got the fourth draft slot, which might be the least undesirable, right? Or the most undesirable?
Uncomfortable my abilities.
Yes. All right. There'll be no trades or drafting the same player twice. You got to watch for Michael Stewart slipping that under your nose because that can happen. Here are your special pairings for the ultimate Giants draft by the Giants guys. Here we go. QB running back, two offensive tackles, two offensive guards, a tight end and a center, two wide receivers, two defensive ends, a middle linebacker, and an MLB and an OLB, two defensive tackles, two cornerbacks, two safeties. That will give you your ultimate Giants guys draft. So we're going to have some fun with it. We hope you tune in, download it, upload it, whatever you do. Pass it on to your friends and tell them how awesome we are. Or tell, you know, you say they're a bunch of morons, too. That wouldn't be the first time. Yeah, wouldn't be the first time. So also, before we get into the draft, and it's going to get all nitty and gritty, but I want to start the show off with some information that I've gotten from my Giants rep on Friday. So as a PSL owner, okay, I'm supposed to, you know, send in an invoice for my tickets. And for all you Giants fans out there that, you know, want to know what's going on with the season, as far as I can tell you from the information I got on Friday is they have to August 13th to make a decision whether they're having fans in the stadium or not. The first 10 rows of the stadium will be covered over by somewhat of a tarp or some type of covering, and they're going to put sponsors' logos on it for TV purposes. They have not told us if they're going to fill the stadium or half the stadium. However, you can do one of two very unique things. I can send in a payment plan, which is July, August, September, and October, and pay as you go. Or I can opt out and with no penalty and resume my PSL and my season tickets next year. So I usually get my invoice in March. I usually have May to pay. So this year will be I can pass on my 2020 tickets, resume in 2021 with no penalty, same seats, everything as normal, like nothing happened. My seats will go back into a pool, and I'm assuming, like, if they have a season with fans, anybody could buy my seats. So if I wanted to go to a game, if I opted out, I would be able to, I guess, go to StubHub or thegiants.com like anybody else. Or I could pay for the tickets, but there's no guarantee that there'll be a season. Or even if there is a season, I don't have any idea how many games they'll actually play. That was as of Friday. So, A, let's say there's a monetary plan, but there's not a plan on how they're going to socially distance or make it as safe as possible. That is still under scrutiny, but my rep said that August 13th is when they need to make the final decision whether fans will be in the stadium or not. So I hope that helps for you fans out there that want to know what the heck's going on. We all have our fingers crossed that it was going to be football and we'd all love to go. Being safe is definitely, you know, one of the most important, if not the most important thing it is. You know, we want to make sure that we enjoy football and keep everybody safe. So, without further ado, how's everybody doing?
Great, man.
We're doing.
Nice. So those are my guys. We're going to have some fun. NY Giants Rush style. All right. So I'd love to, like, give you, like, a drum roll or something, Jeffy. Mikey B has got the – yeah, thank you – has got the clock. You've got 30 seconds. Let's say, is everyone ready to go? Let me ask that question.
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Let's rock.
So I am officially going, and Mikey B, you got the clock, right?
Yeah, so do you want me to give you a, like, at 15, say 15, or at 20 seconds, say 10 seconds left? Like, what do you want?
Cut them off.
Give a 5 second wrap it up.
Yeah.
Just give him, and you don't have to talk over him because he can see the screen. Just give him a 5 second like this, and then cool. Boom. Throw Jeffy out.
I'll just go like this when there's five left, and then I'll just say next.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, if there's a second or something, but let's just try to keep this thing rolling. Michael Stewart is look at him. He's got rolls of information underneath him because you know he eats and sleeps this stuff up. So, Jeffy, you are on the clock.
I am as ready as Mikey B's hair right now. I am ready to rock this. And first overall, I get my first two picks. I'm going right to the defense. It's all about the pass rush. But I am going at the linebacker. I'm locking down one of the best football players of all time, the most disruptive Giant of all time. He changed the game. I'm going Lawrence Taylor. And right next to him, I am going – where's my guy? Harry Carson. I'm taking two Hall of Famers right off the bat. Cannot lose. That shouldn't need too much explanation.
Good. Awesome. I'm on the clock, and I am going to go with number 10 at quarterback, Mr. Eli Manning. And for running back, you know what? I'm going to go with
taking Saquon.
I'm going to go with Saquon. So I think the team centers around Eli, and the rest of the team will fill itself in. So I'm done.
Woo!
All right. Understandable.
A little confused. I thought we were supposed to pick first round a linebacker and a defensive end, not two linebackers.
Hey, you can pick whatever way you want.
Mr. Stewart, just make sure you pick in that category.
Okay.
It's on your email. Check your email.
I didn't have it now. Well, my third round pick, I'm going with defense first. I'm going with Michael Strahan. I'm going with him at defensive end. And you already took my other guy, so I think I'm going to take
You got another defensive end.
I'll take Lennon Marshall.
Nice.
Okay.
And you took Carson, Jeff?
No, Jeff already did. I took Strahan. I flipped with him because I thought I saw a defensive end in the first round. So I just flipped.
Yeah, you can take them any way you want. And I'll tell you guys are just stabbing all these Hall of Fame guys. Come on now. Somebody make it interesting.
That's what the first round's going to be.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want Hall of Fame talents at first. What's up? I believe I'm up. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to nab my boy Phil Sims, my blondie over there, at quarterback.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to take Sims.
It's wrong, Spirit. It's wrong.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing everybody dirty. I get it. So the second one, I don't want to do this, but I'm gonna have to go with my man Tiki Barber. Just all around talent, catch the ball, run the ball.
I'm so mad at you. I hate you right now.
Go on, my man Tiki. We leave the off the field stuff out of this whole draft. Go pure talent here.
All right, Craig's up.
For the record, everyone hears this. I hate Spira.
I took your picks.
Yeah,
buddy.
Now I know what it feels like when you're like right about to get that guy.
It hurts.
It hurts bad.
Yeah. So since I get to snake it, right? I get to double dip, right?
Yes, you do.
I'm gonna take Kurt Warner.
Good move.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna take Rodney Hampton.
Wow.
I like it.
Okay, and that's just because Spiro took both. All right. So I'm stretching my arms with my own Hall of Fame QB. Dare you guys. All right. And then, of course, this is a real tough one because I want to go lineman, right? Because you guys, right? So, but I'm not going to do that either. I'm going to stick it to you guys. And this is sticking it to you guys. I'm going to take Plaxico Burress and Hakeem Nicks.
Wow.
Okay.
Good work. You're up.
All right. I'm back around here. I'm going to get my bookend tackles here. I'm going to go with Jumbo Elliott.
Oh, nice one again.
Yeah. And Rosie Brown.
Like,
that's an old school guy right there for
Stewart.
Oh, are we doing recents?
What should we say? What's the ruling? Do we
allow
give it?
We're not that smart to do that.
Do we give it to him, Jeffy?
Come on, Rosie's just an all-time giant right there. You can't take
I know, but then you're missing out a lot of plays then.
No, he's got a point.
Count it.
Go all. Let's just all holds barred.
Give it to him.
No holds barred. Just
give it to him.
Get in there.
All right. So well, you went Jumbo and Rosie?
Yes.
So Michael's up.
So you count Rosie? You count him, Roosevelt Brown? All right, yeah. Since we're gonna play that game,
if you get a bad pick, you get the troll.
I'm gonna go with corner Emile Tunnel.
Okay, nice.
And I'm going with Melheim as my center.
All right.
Wow! Wait, you gotta
wait. Hold on.
Wait.
You got it.
No good.
You gotta take either
the tight end and the center as a package.
Oh.
You gotta take two safeties.
All right, my bad. Well, let's see. I'll take
You're on the clock.
I'll take Tunnel and I'll corner and I'll take Mike Haynes. Mark Haynes.
I had him as my number two corner. That's a good pick.
Mm. So all right, took, so I'm up.
You took Haynes and Tunnel?
Yep.
Yeah, Tunnel, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling it. Coming strong with touchdowns.
All right, Mikey B, you're up.
I'm going to go with the ends with Justin Tuck and Robustelli.
Okay.
Yeah, look at the young chap.
Yeah, don't count us out. Don't count us out on the oldies.
Yo.
Got to rush the passer.
He said, don't count us out. I love it.
I'm not even young anymore. What am I saying?
It's all right, man. You're younger than me. That's all counts. All right.
That's me now?
Yep.
I'm just building the scariest defense of all time. I'm adding OC and JPP as my defensive ends right now.
Okay.
Good
wow.
luck. Good luck, offensive lineman.
You took JPP and OC?
JPP and OC off the board.
All right.
OC's that home run hitter. JPP has got an engine like no other player I've seen. When he's healthy, man, he was running down people all over the field. I've never seen a defensive end do that.
Yeah, so you're up again, right?
Yep.
It was a beast.
All right. I'm up. That's me again, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to start to beef up this offensive line now. I'm going offensive guards. I'm taking Chris Snee and I'm taking Will Hernandez. I'm projecting
Will Hernandez.
Wait, you went Hernandez?
Look at that. Wow.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Wow. I want Chris Snee, such a great Giant through those years, and Will Hernandez, I love absolutely everything about. He's still young, but that's a guy I would confidently draft on any football team anytime.
Could work. All right, so I'm up.
That's a long clock is taking.
Yeah, you know what?
Bye.
I gotta go linebackers, Mr. Sam Huff. Has he been touched so far?
No.
So Sam Huff inside, and I'm gonna go with Mr. Carl Banks on the outside.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Good picks. Now I feel
bad. I'm up.
I gotta have my plan B here.
How do you like it now?
All right, I'm gonna go with my second favorite Giant of all time, Mark Barbaro at tight end.
Oh, I like it.
And Sean O'Hara at center.
Okay.
Nice ones.
All right. I think it's a little early for tight ends, but hey, that's not my team.
All right. So we got defensive end here. This is tough. Man, I'm on the ropes here. I'm on the ropes.
This is hard.
I know. Okay. So what I'm going to go with, I'm going to say
you're running out of time.
Jeez. Jesse Armstead as my outside linebacker. And I'm going to go with, let me go with, Brad Van Pelt.
You did it again!
Wow.
Uh-huh. Michael,
right there, Van Pelt.
What is with this guy picking my picks every time?
I'm in your head, man. I'm all up in there.
So who's up, Michael?
Yo, it's not a good place to be. I wouldn't hang around there very long. It's really dark and scary.
I love it.
Fine. Bureau. All right, so you're leaving me with no defense end. Can't rush the pass the ball at this point.
That's got to bother you, considering you focus this whole site around the pass rush.
I got two of them if you want them.
Nope.
I'll tell you.
Ready? I'm going to go defense end, all right? I'm going to go with Kiwanuka.
Nice.
Oh, Kiwi.
Because he was a defensive end when he got drafted, played some linebacker, and I'm going to go George Martin.
Nice pick.
Yeah, that was
very, very forgotten guy.
Yep. Okay. And because I get to go twice in a row, you were leaving me no other choice. I hate to do this to you guys, but I'm gonna take Shockey and Mark Oates.
Shockey and Oates, solid round right there.
I think it's kind of early for tight end. That was strategy. I see what you mean.
Yeah, basically, that always just means someone took who I wanted.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You mental ninja.
Yeah, right?
Michael? No,
Spiro. No, it's me again. All right, so I'm going to go with my wide receivers here. I'm going to go with Odell.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to go Odell.
Oh, that's because I took all the receivers.
Odell and let's see. So we got Plax gone, Nick's gone.
That's
Who
it.
Who else is gone?
There's one guy you missed him. Pretty good.
Michael Stewart almost said something and then held back because he didn't want to give you the answer. I totally heard him. He's like, you forgot?
Yeah. I'm going to go with my man, Toomer.
Cool.
I convinced you. Okay, so you got I go now?
Yeah.
I'm going to go quarterback here. I'm going to go with Fran Tarkenton. And running back, I'm going to go with Frank Gifford.
Good move.
All right.
Go back. Good work. Well done.
He loves the classic Giants.
Okay. Hey, did someone took Bavaro, right?
Yeah, I got him. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Gonzo.
All right, we're gonna go with did someone take Mel Hine?
Yep. No, no. He was about to get taken, but I think he's still on the board.
I took him. I took him.
No, you took. You end up taking Haynes because remember you wanted to take.
I took Bavaro and Hine at center.
Oh, you. Yes, you know what? You're right. No, you took Bavaro and O'Hara. I thought you said.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure? I didn't say Hine. Okay.
Yeah. I think right. you probably wanted to say Hine.
Because you switched it up and took Tunnel and Mark Haynes.
Right, exactly. That's right. Okay.
All right. Mel Hine's going to be my guy at center, and I'm going with Howard Cross at tight end.
Whoa. Big blocker. You're going to run the ball a lot, huh?
Nice.
Oh,
Hey, Mikey B, who'd you take at running back?
I have Saquon.
Yeah. Nice. There it is.
It is. He's got himself a running team.
Sure does.
Unlike me, I'm throwing the ball.
Oh, I'll be flinging it around. You wait.
All right. I guess that's me, yeah? All right, all right.
Yeah. You're up.
It wouldn't be right if I didn't have my favorite Giant of all time, Victor Cruz.
Yeah. Figured that. I left him for you.
I was surprised Spirit didn't take him before.
I wanted to leave him for Jeff.
Nice. I appreciate that, my man. Victor Cruz, gone. Take him off your boards. And give me the touchdown maker, Stephen Baker.
Oh, I like it.
All right, that's one.
Good.
Who else I got? All right. Give me my center. I got to shore up this offensive line. I'm taking David Boss.
Ooh.
And I'm also going to take a veteran tight end named Martellus Bennett because he can ball, even though his time in New York was short.
Fleeting.
And the reach of the day is
definitely Boss. Boss, definitely.
Hey, you gotta get that center shored up somehow. But he wasn't terrible, but
Spiro, you can play center better than Boss.
He was hurt too much. Just hurt too much, man.
All right, I'm going.
Wait, you took Boss, and who was the other pick?
Bennett, Martellus Bennett.
Martellus Bennett. Not my strongest round.
He's an athletic freak, Bennett. I'm down with the Bennett pick.
You're deciding. Should have resigned.
I'm going guards. I'm going a blaster in the past, Mr. Stroud, who I was just reading a lot about. Craig Sion and David Deal. Give me some flexibility. You know, we'll slot him in at guard and go from there.
You're putting him at guard, not tackle. Okay.
Gonna put him at guard. I think he was a little bit better at guard.
All right, Mr. Stewart.
Well, Mikey took my thunder on that one. I'm going to go guard. I got to get a guard. I got to get some linemen in here. So I'm going to go with a current giant, Kevin Zeitler.
Who? Sorry?
Zeitler.
Zeitler. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to go the other guard. Boy. I'm going to go with Rich Siebert.
Ooh, nice one.
It's getting harder.
Yeah, it is. All right, so
do not take my picks.
Well, there's just certain positions that are way more deep than others, obviously.
Yes, yes. Okay, I'm gonna go a cornerback.
Don't do it, Spiro. Don't do it.
I'm gonna go with.
No.
Between Mark Collins, Collins gonna be one of my guys, and.
Don't do it!
I'm going to do Everson Walls.
Okay. Okay.
Good move.
Bring back that big blue wrecking crew defense.
Collins and Walls.
Yep.
All right. I'm just crossing them off because I got my stuff written down.
I know.
So that leaves that up to me, right?
Yes, sir.
You guys didn't leave me a whole lot of flexibility with the linebackers. Yeah.
I got like nothing left.
Yeah. I mean, you guys took pretty much, you know, LT Banks, Van Pelt, Jesse. So you're not leaving me a whole lot on the outside. So I'm going to have to go for the outside linebacker. I'm going to have to go with Michael Boley.
Okay.
And my inside linebacker, I'm going to take Gary Reasons.
Not bad. It was tough.
I almost took AP.
Yeah.
I like AP there, but.
I know.
But AP, I got to take Reasons and Boley. So that gives my middle linebacker and my OLB. And I'm debating here. Like, I got no linemen, so I'm kind of like, should I go lineman? I really want to go defense, right? So I'm going to reach in and gamble a little bit, and I'm going to take my right tackle as McKenzie.
Okay.
And my other right tackle will be
Or your left tackle.
My left tackle, sorry, is I'm going to take Beatty.
Okay. Whew, man, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. All right. I'm going to beef up the middle of my defense here. I'm going to go with Keith Hamilton at my one spot.
The hammer.
The hammer. I'm going to go with him over there. And then this is my tough second choice. I'm going to go with, give me a second. How about that? Give me a second.
Five.
Give me Roosevelt Greer, big defensive tackle back in the day. I'm going to go Roosevelt Greer. He was a monster in the middle of that defense back in the day, man.
Okay, am I up?
Yeah.
All right. I think early I had Tunnel going as a cornerback, right? I know he played safety as well, but he's my corner.
He's my corner.
I got to get my safeties in. I'm going to get Spider Lockhart.
Nice.
I was waiting to see.
Well, your players are 100 years old.
You couldn't play good now, right? And I got that's a tough one. That's set, right? I was safety. I'm gonna go with Antro Roller.
Well, of course it happened because life is nuts. Ooh,
where's that happening? Audio coming from?
That's on mine.
Got some Patriot data coming through in a Giants draft.
Hey-o. All
right, so you got Roll and who?
Hold on. Unmute yourself.
He had Roland Lockhart.
Okay.
Michael, you're on mute.
I think he's getting himself situated here.
Roland Lockhart?
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm up?
Yes, sir.
Oh, right. Is Leonard – did someone take Leonard Marshall?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
Fucker. Sorry.
This is a PG show.
We're gonna go with did anyone take Jason Sehorn?
No.
You don't want to do that.
We're gonna lock down the corners. I'm gonna go Jason Sehorn. Now if I was going like Giants, I'd go Webster, but I'm not gonna do that. I'm going to go Sam Madison, even though when he was with the Giants, he wasn't in his prime. I'm going to use the Kurt Warner route that you used earlier. Sam Madison was a lockdown corner in his prime, and him across from Jason Sehorn.
You don't want Sehorn, no.
He's locked it up.
Sehorn and Madison.
See that word you say? I'm saying that to you under my breath right now.
All right, that's me. Offensive tackles. I had to have missed this. Is David Deal still out there?
No, he went.
In fact, Mikey,
as a guard.
He's playing guard for me.
He's playing guard for you.
Hell yeah!
Jumbo Elliott.
Gone.
He's gone.
Man,
come on, Jeffy, keep up.
Give me Justin Pugh.
All right,
that'll play.
Yeah. What?
Jesus.
You reach at the bottom of the barrel here. This is what we're doing.
Oh, you guys are missing some players. I'm telling you right now.
I know I am.
I'm sure we're going to miss a lot.
Who's left at tackle?
I'll give you a hint, but it'll cost you a player.
No
trades. No trades.
Well, I can change the rules. It's my show.
I don't know. I'm stuck there. I might have to do something else because I don't want Pugh. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
All right, give me cornerbacks. I'm gonna take Aaron Ross.
Okay.
And the Jackrabbit.
Okay.
All right, Aaron Ross.
So you're up again.
Put Pugh back on the shelf.
Pugh's back
on it.
You're up again now.
Yep.
Yeah. The Heat. You're still in there.
Jeez. Give me my safeties, then. Let me go Landon Collins.
Okay.
And even though I think they were traded for each other or around that time, I'll take Julius Peppers next to him.
Ooh.
You mean Jabril.
Jabril, sorry.
Yes, I know. I know
what you're Jabril Peppers. Big safety out there, Julius Peppers.
Yeah. Big safety.
All right. So I'm going with I'm going to go with my offensive tackles, because got to round out the O-line. Mr. Was Steve Owen selected yet?
No. Oh, did someone get him? I don't have him.
I don't remember hearing that.
No,
I think he's still on the list there.
I'm safe, right?
Trust me. Trust me, he's still on the list.
Excellent. And then at the other tackle, I think we are going to go with Mr. Flaherty.
Oh.
I shake my head at you, sir.
Yeah.
I shake my head at the young pup.
Someone did research. Am I up?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Right, I gotta finish out my alignment. Tackles. Man, I'm gonna get Dougie Risenberg, I guess. Dougie.
I love Risenberg.
I'll get him. And I'll go with Benson, I guess, the other guy.
Yo, that's two good. That's two good picks. Little known tidbit on Brad Benson. He used to own a car dealership in Central Jersey. Right. And when they tore down Giant Stadium, he bought the goalposts from the old Giant Stadium, and he had them put up in the parking lot of his car dealership.
Oh, you gotta love that.
That's ridiculous.
By the way, two solid picks. Risenberg, second tackle on the board. Benson, second guard on the board. Other side, second rated. That's two good picks.
Good stuff, Mike.
All right, so I'm up here. I'm going to go with my safeties here. I'm going to go with one, Kenny Phillips, who was an absolute beast until he got hurt.
I like it.
That's a definite there. My other safety, this is gonna be a tough one. I'm gonna go with Jimmy Patton. Play next to Tunnel.
Yep.
Another 100-year-old guy.
Oh, wow.
We got to dig deep, man. 52 interceptions in 12 seasons. You can't beat that.
Yeah, that's because they only threw 52 times a year.
That makes it even more impressive.
All right, am I on the clock?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. So since you guys scavenged the safety route, left me with nothing. But not true, because the troll dude says he has the answer. All right. So I'm going to go corner, actually. I might even ignore the safeties. And I'm going to go Felipe Sparks and DRC.
Okay.
All right. Felipe Sparks and DLC. No one's
talking about that. I love the Sparks pick. Love it.
DRC and Felipe Sparks at the corner, at my corners. And that means, and then I'm going to have to go with the big boys and give me one Jim Burt and one Linval Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, big guys in the middle.
Yep.
You're not lying.
Go work.
Back around to me again. Let's see. I'm going to go at guard. Gonna finish up but at least get more of that offensive line. I'm gonna go with Ron Stone.
I like that.
Yeah.
Pick.
Go Ron Stone.
All years.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone took Saubert, didn't they? You know what? Let me go.
Got to go old school.
Shoot, I don't even know anymore. We're running thin on guards here. Hold on. Give me 5 seconds here, guys. Jeez.
Five. four.
Give me Kevin Booth. Screw it.
It's getting thin.
I'm running low here on answers.
You could have said John Jerry.
yeah.
Mon Brown.
No. I'd have to turn the show off if you said John Jerry.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Is Eric Flowers getting drafted?
He might.
At this rate.
Okay, now, did anybody pick Cruz yet?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Oh, wait, did we?
Jeff did.
Victor Cruz. Better
Bob Cruz, yes.
Jeff did, yeah.
Boy, yeah.
Jeffy's next door neighbor.
All right, I got to get some wide receivers in here. I'm going to get Homer Jones. And, man.
Hey, Michael, you're allowed to choose a player that played in 1980 or above. Just saying.
All right, and I'll pick – boy, that's tough to the last – I'll take Mario Manningham.
Manningham,
eh? You guys are leaving a first-round draft pick on the board. What's wrong with you guys?
Well, he's all for you. Or are you loaded up on my receiver as well?
I already told you two best receivers.
I had a look today.
All right. Is it me?
Yes, sir.
Don't let me down, Mikey B. Don't let me down.
Well, we got a couple things cooking here. I like the makeup of my team, but – yeah, we can go a few different ways, but I think what we're going to do is
speak to me.
I don't know.
Who's got the clock?
I do, but I started it like a little bit late.
Sure,
convenient.
He's slick, very slick.
Convenient.
Unintentionally.
Yeah.
9, 8. 7, 6, 5.
So we're gonna go with D tackles. I'm gonna go with Weinmeister. Did I butcher his name? And is he still available?
Yes.
And wait, then,
say the name again one more time.
I never even heard of him.
Has Michael Stewart heard of him? That's how you know.
Played for the Giants?
Because I said his name incorrectly.
What? Say it again. See if you can say it again.
Warren Meister. Wartmeister.
That sounds like a nickname.
I'm gonna have to look it up because
the Wartmeister.
Sounds like a jet.
Andy
Wartmeister.
You'll see him.
You got him.
He's there. And then
there are four legit defensive tackles left on this board.
And then the other one, I probably am missing out here, but I don't know if this is a stretch or not. I'm gonna go with Jonathan Hankins.
Hankins.
He was on my list.
Big Hank.
Was that one of the four you were referring to or no?
No, he was five.
Fuck.
Oh, he's got a top five and everything.
There are straight up four legit defensive tackles.
Wartmeister was in your top four.
You said defensive tackles?
Yeah.
Four legit left.
Who's that, me?
I'm going to nod.
Two of them I love.
Steps up.
I'm going back to the LT days to wrap up my offensive line here. I'm going Brad Benson on one side.
He's already gone. Benson's gone.
Right. Yep.
How about Doug Reisenberg?
Gone.
How about
just because I love you guys, it's Reisenberg.
All right, Reisenberg. Yeah, how about Eric Moore?
He is available.
I think he's on the table.
How about William Roberts?
Eric Moore, second-rated guard on the board.
I think Roberts is still there too.
All right, give me William Roberts and Eric Moore.
Someone said William Roberts already.
Oh, really? Hold on, let me go back to the list.
I don't have it.
I have William Roberts as available.
Yeah, I got him available as well.
All right, I'll take those two guys: Eric Moore, William Roberts.
Eric Moore, second-rated guard on the board. William Roberts, third rated on the board. Those are two sweet picks.
All right. Watch this. defensive tackles, if they're available, because I was viciously researching while we did this.
Jeffy's going to get them. Watch. There's four left.
It's all right. I made up a guy.
Yeah, you did.
Arnold Wartmeister. I got you. I got him.
Arnold Wartmeister.
I've ever heard of that player in my life.
I'll send you a picture of him. He looks tough.
Give me Barry Cofield.
Crazy.
Ooh.
Barry Cofield.
I love Cofield.
And give me Snacks Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
Good move.
How dare studs. You?
They're studs.
They're studs.
Okay, ready? Who knows what Barry Cofield's sack dance was?
The taser.
Yes! Nice. The taser.
I remember that. You can't forget that dance. That was just electric, literally.
It's electric.
All right, so you're done? I'm up, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what's cooking. I like, you know what? I'm happy these guys, lasted to me right now.
This should be funny.
I'm going with safeties. I'm going to go with Jabril Wilson.
Ooh.
I like Jabril. Versatile guy. Versatile dude.
I like that pick a lot. I probably would have taken that, next round. That was a good pick.
And then Kenny Phillips is gone, right?
Yep.
Entrell Roll is toast.
Gotta reach back to the 80s, dude.
Yeah. We're going to go with
ding, 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 ding.
We're going to go with Terry Kinnard.
Ooh.
Solid. Like that pick a lot.
Yeah, he was on my list, too.
Couple of ball hawks back there.
I don't know how many interceptions Kinnard had, but he had some good years.
He ended up having like a bunch. I saw like 20 something.
Spear, don't mess up my last picks. Don't mess it up.
Oh, man.
There's something there. I'm listen. We're boys, me and you. Don't mess it up.
I know. Listen. This is tough here.
Yeah.
Mike's up.
I tried to skip over you. I was trying to get to my pick faster.
Are we on the last round?
No, I got two. Well, actually, we might be. I got two more picks.
Well, it's got to come back. It's got to go down.
Yeah. I'm the last pick. Yep.
All right, now I got to get some interior defensive linemen here. Jeff took my two guys I wanted. So I have
that's
to go.
A, that's
current.
A good sign.
I'm going to go with somebody who's going to be a really great player, but he's just reaching, just starting out. It's Dexter Lawrence. I'm taking him.
Ooh, I like it.
It's too current for me, Michael Stewart. Way
I know,
too current.
I have no choice. I'm winging this.
That's because he figured he took everybody from the 40s and 2020.
Now, and can I take a different position?
No.
No?
I like John Mendenhall as
my other inside attack, defensive tackle.
Who was it?
John Mendenhall.
Mendenhall was a good player. My dad used to rave about him all the time.
I just sent you guys a little bio on Warmeister.
Where did you even get that from? Don't do it, Spiro. Don't do it.
Okay. So, for me, I got to go with not a lot left on over here, but I'm going to go with Kevin Boss as my tight end. It was short-lived, but he had a pretty decent career.
He's the prototype.
Yeah. The only reason why he was out was because of the injuries, so I'm going to go with him there. And Ray Witeka at center. I had to reach deep down into the barrels of giant history.
There are two centers on the board. You sure you want to go there?
I don't got anything else, man. I got nothing else. I got that's my guy. I'm sticking to him.
Am I on the clock?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I need guards and I need safeties. And then I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say guard. Let's see. I'm going to have to go back to 1986 Super Bowl team, and I'm going to have to take Chris Godfrey at one guard. He was the guard for the 1986 Super Bowl team. And, oh, by the way, the other guard from the 1986 Super Bowl team that you guys didn't take, Billy Ard.
Hmm. Dang.
You left two Super Bowl guards on the table. And now I'm going to take the original. Ready? You guys aren't aware of this. I'm going to take the original Thunder and Lightning.
Oh no.
Yeah. Okay. Greg Jackson and Myron Guyton as my safeties.
Okay.
I actually like that. Guyton's a good player.
The original Thunder and Lightning. And guess what? I'm done. I won. I got the best team.
Good job.
Wait, so what'd you have in that last round before that? Gottfried and who?
I took both 1986 Super Bowl guards, Chris Godfrey and Billy Ard.
Ard, okay. Okay. Let's see here. Sheesh, this is really.
What do you need? What do you need?
I need defensive ends here. I'm going to go. I got one, and I'm pretty sure he played. Wait, did someone take Eric Howard?
He was a tackle, not an end.
Oh, all right.
But I can tell you one thing. I don't know how fast you do research. If Mike's got you on the clock, look at Strahan's early years. There was a guy I played. I can't help him?
No. Let's see. Shoot. Okay.
Santa Claus?
Yeah, you're right. You are right. I don't know what I was thinking. Forget what I said.
Okay, I'm gonna go with. Give me. I'm actually. This is how bad I'm gonna get. I'm gonna go with Craig's boy. I'm gonna go with Olivier Vernon.
Ooh.
Get out! Just get out!
Show's over.
This is how bad it's gone. I waited too long on it, and
How could you do that? I mean.
I told you this is my bad. This is a bad play by me. I waited on
defensive end. The rest of the show, I'm doing it like this.
And lastly, I believe Chad Brasky got taken, correct?
I didn't hear that name.
No?
That's it.
All right, Chad Brasky.
By the way, number 77, and we're 77 days away from the NFL.
Yeah. Nice.
Brasky had like two or three pretty good years.
Yeah, he was a good 90s player.
Who's up now? Me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to go linebacker. I'm going to go Pepper. I don't think anybody got Pepper, right?
No, Pepper, I think you're still on there.
He's open.
Wait, he's there? How is he there?
He slipped through the crack.
There are three stellar middle linebackers available.
Well, I got Pepper and Antonio Pierce as my guys.
I think – did Pierce get taken? No, Pierce didn't get taken.
I can't believe Pierce didn't get taken, but they're both available.
I know.
Yeah. All right, so I'm up.
Yep.
Going wideouts. We're going with Chris Callaway, and we are going with huh?
I like it.
You took him?
You're giving out first round draft pick. What's wrong with you guys?
Who?
Mike Stewart said I'm not allowed to help you.
Okay. All right, so Mr. Chris Callaway, and you know what? I'm between a couple of guys here. I'm going to go Ike Hilliard.
Don't hate it. Don't hate it one bit.
Nice.
I was between him and McCaffrey, but what would Ike?
Who's got the jams going?
Oh. Is that I thought we were in the club.
Is that my round out music to round out this draft real quick? Is my man Jeff Hostetler still out there?
He is.
Love that guy. Said hi to him on the side. Said hi to him on the sideline one time after he got traded to the Raiders and he was playing at the Giants, and I talked to him for a minute, and he's a super nice guy, so I like him.
I dig it.
And he could survive in today's game because he's mobile, good quarterback. And then I have this guy's autograph, so I'm going to take him if he's still there. Otis Anderson, running back.
Good work.
He's still there.
All right, those two guys are going to round out my roster.
So that rounds out the draft. Now, we have some time. We can do special teams. But I do have two things I just want to throw out there. One is,
coaches.
If I'm not mistaken, could be wrong. I think he's a top three or four passer. How did we leave off, no one took Kerry Collins? The guys, that was a stud. The guy threw for a ton of yards and went to a Super Bowl, right?
Who was taken ahead of him, though?
Well, you guys went back into the time vault and took.
Well,
like,
yeah, I thought we were supposed to go 75 and up.
Eli Sims, Warner,
Hostetler,
Fran Tarkenton, and Hostetler.
Yeah,
Hostetler.
Collins or Hostetler for me.
And then running backs: Bradshaw, Joe Morris, and Jacobs all left on the table.
Larry Zonka.
You know, it's funny because Larry was done when he got to the Giants, but yeah.
Well, so was Sam Madison. He's my lockdown corner.
Yeah, you holding on to those Miami games.
So we kind of flew on this one. Everything.
So, do we add on like punter, kicker, returner?
Coach.
What's your thought?
Any special teams? One special teams guy? Any role? I could do that.
Are we talking punter, kicker, or returner? Is that what we're saying?
I like it.
I wouldn't hate that.
Because I know exactly who I want.
Because there's only one.
You seem locked in.
It's not Larry Tynes. I know what you're thinking, but it's not Larry Tynes.
No.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that in coaches.
I know who exactly it is.
I would do head coaches.
There's not enough good head coaches. There's only like two.
There's only two.
There's two.
Right.
There's two. You might be able to kind of get the honorable mention for Fossil, but no.
True.
All right, quick special teams round.
Go ahead. Who's up first?
All right. Well, do you want to just go?
All right. I'll kick it off. I loved this guy. I was real young watching him, and I thought he was so exciting returning kicks. I'm taking David Maggett. I absolutely love this guy.
I knew you were going to say.
Love the guy. He was so exciting, man. Like, anything could happen with the ball in his hands. I love the guy. I'm taking him.
Yeah. Didn't Brian Mitchell have a stint with the G-men, like, past his prime?
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Ron Dixon, maybe. I'm gonna go with Jeff Feagles. My man just pinned people down inside the 20 consistently, field position game. So, going Jeff Feagles.
Okay.
Well, I took my guy. I'm gonna go with the punter that was their all-star for many years, because when they stunk in the early 70s, he was really the only bright spot, along with Graham Pelt. I will go with Jennings, Dave Jennings, punter.
Okay.
Never a good sign when your punter was a bright spot.
True.
That means he had a lot of punts, right?
I'm going to go with a kicker and Matt Barr. Just one of my first kickers. He came to my school when I was a young tot. And, just always been a fan of Barr ever since I remember that Giants 49ers game where he kicked all those field goals. So
I could still see his helmet with that one big bar.
Yeah, the one bar.
Yeah. No pun.
So we're not coming back up, right? This is it, right?
This is it.
Yeah, this is it.
So this is tough because I can throw out guys like Ron Dixon, right? Or, we got Sean Landetta. We got Tynes. You know, there's some guys out there. That's really, really hard because I love Sean Landetta, but he doesn't score points, so I got to go with Larry. I got to go with Larry Tynes. Mm-hmm. I mean, because he won, and he's the guy that got you there. Because Landetta's – should be in the Hall of Fame, but he's not. And then, like, you know, we've never really had great returners outside of Meggett. You know, Brian Mitchell for a snap, and he was kind of done. You know, there's the Ron Dixon. And what was the other one?
David Wilson was a flash in the pan.
David Wilson. And then
Leon Bright.
They named it after him or something, like started with an L, like the Lambo, like, leap kind of thing. It was
Dominic Hixon.
Oh, Hixon, yeah. Like, there's some guys.
He had some wheels, yeah.
Yep. I'm going with Tynes.
All right.
I'm down with doing coaches. You just choose three to run your staff, and they could have been assistants or whatever through the history.
Oh, my gosh. Throughout history?
There's just a lot of assistants.
It's my turn. So I'm going to – at the time we get to you, there won't be any
exactly. If we're getting towards the
end. I'm screwed on that one.
Jeff's going to have nobody.
But guess what?
There'll be some guys.
Guess what? I just voted in one coach. All right. And guess what? Bill Belichick.
Oh, okay. So we're doing
Good
work.
Just one coach. It doesn't matter what position, what anything. All right. I'm gonna go with Parcells. It's just my Jersey boy right there.
Okay. One coach, any position, all time Giants, we're going back, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do anything you want.
I guess I'm taking Lombardi. I'm taking Lombardi then.
Great move.
Yeah.
Yep. You might even be I can't give it away. Never mind.
Yeah, I know. But I'm gonna let Jeff take him because I'm going with Tom Coughlin. So.
Ooh. You going with Jeff? Are you going with the hat?
He's there.
You going with the hat, Jeffy?
Who's that, Tom Landry?
There it is.
I'm not allowed to help you. I've been told not to help you.
Yeah, I'll take him. Why not?
Honorable mention, if I was last in this, I'd go with maybe Sean Payton. He had a stint.
Sure.
Wait, who did Michael Stewart take?
Lombardi.
Some guy
okay.
Some guy nobody's heard of.
Yeah. They should name a trophy after him.
Some guy named Vinny.
Spags would be my honorable mention.
All right. Oh, Spags. Well, always have a place in my heart.
My friends, was the first Giants guy off-season need some content draft. We were going to put all these teams together. I'm going to throw them up on nygiantsrush.com. I also got some new articles today from the boys that I have to post tonight. So I hope you had some fun. We had some fun. We'll put them up there. All these guys will send Twitter, what's the word I'm looking for?
Promos.
Yeah, plug. Thank you.
Plugs, we'll promos.
We'll add up all the posts together. I don't know. It's probably a lot of crossover between, you know, my guys and everybody's guys, but we'll try to do our best and see who wins. And you know what? You know, I'll dig something up for whoever wins. I'll dig something up. I got some gear, you know, still laying around from some peeps that I've met over the years. But we'll add them up, tally it up, see who wins. I already know I'm going to win. I got the best team. I hope you enjoyed it. Anybody else want to jump in here and you know, got something they want to say or you know?
Can't wait till real football starts.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'll jump in real quick. I just kicked off a new Twitter account. So it's at Pilgrim's Point, derived from these articles that I write for the website all the time. So find me on the new account at Pilgrim's Point. It's Jeff and the G-Men. And I got an article coming out about why it has to work with Joe Judge, why he has to be our guy. So look out for that, too.
Love it. Mikey B, you got anything for us?
I got some stuff cooking on the return of the Giants defense. So, you know, it's been a while.
There was a hot take, okay? Just – I said the Giants would have the 19th rated defense, and I think Jeff said, or maybe it was Michael.
It was Stewart. Me. It was me.
Said that they'd have the 10th?
I said top 10 run defense.
Top 10 run defense. So it has
I think to be top good. Five.
Wait, who went five? Spiro, you went five?
I'm going top five run defense.
All right, Jeff.
Run defense.
Jeff.
Mark it down.
It in the book.
See.
I piggybacked off his risky. Hot take, though.
Which one?
I piggybacked off Jeff's hot take. So
true.
And I pushed it further.
Well, you made it a lot hotter.
Yeah.
It's my hot take that they'd have the 19th overall ranked defense. You guys just rode my wave.
Yeah, well, we took we lit it on fire. We lit your take on fire.
That's still bottom half of the NFL, 19th. True. So it's not like it's
deep, I hate
hot
to tell
take.
You. I hate to tell you, we've sucked for a long time. Yeah. I'm just looking to go from 28 to 19.
That's like probably the most accurate prediction.
Yeah. Baby steps, brother. Baby steps. I'm not throwing around 11 and a half sacks from a guy who doesn't play.
We'll get cut. Make
sure I was just making sure you were paying attention, Mikey B.
I'll tell you what, Spiro, we'll share that hot take and we'll say it's a top, so we'll split our predictions. It's a top 7 run defense.
Sold.
Everybody add up their teams, send them over to me. I'll put them all in one grid in one spreadsheet or something, and I'll put them on the website. And then we'll have all you guys vote. You know, we'll do whatever we can to get you guys vote. Again, some of it's going to cross over. I can't do anything about that, but we'll make ourselves have some fun. And we appreciate it if you'd vote on who drafted the best team, who had the best strategy, like Mikey B over here doing like the Andy Weinberg thing. so we appreciate you guys. NYGiantsRush.com. Listen, you know, go on the site, check it out, read what these guys are doing, share it with your friends. You know, sometimes I'm a little behind on the site. I apologize on that. But again, once we get into the season, if we have a season, there'll be more stuff up there. Michael Stewart never disappoints. So you always can get something good from him. He pumps out stuff like nobody's business. You can find me at NY Giants Rush. And go ahead, Spiro, where can they find you?
You can find me at NY Sports Guy_SPI. I'm be on the lookout. I got a Daniel Jones article coming out, bulked up. He's going to be all cut up, a damn Adonis out there. he's going to be running the ball a little bit more. He's going to look it's going to look different. It's going to look like Dak Prescott, a better version, in my opinion.
But 6'5".
Basically, you're saying is because he's stronger, he won't be dropping the ball on the turf no more.
Throw the ball harder. You know, won't be dropping the ball. Maybe truck stick a couple guys on the way to the end zone. You know, I don't know. He's got some weight on him now. He's gonna throw it around.
Michael Stewart, what do you got? Where do they find you?
At Golfer Bad, and I just did one about the top 6 Giants. I think I have a make or break year with them, and now I'm gonna go and do like position battles. My top 5, top 6. That's coming up.
Nice. Love it. Go ahead, Mikey B. What you got?
At MJB. That's at MJB. Michael J. Basile. Be writing a little something about how the defense is going to have a little blast from the past and surprise some people.
Yeah, baby. Jeffy. Mm-hmm.
I already went. I gave my goodness already.
I didn't know if you were talking about anything you were working on. I know I got two or three articles I got to publish tonight.
I got a Joe Judge article coming out. Cool. Why he's going to be the guy.
Cool. Me? I don't know what I'm working on. I honestly have no idea.
That's what we're here for.
You hit us with that with the ticket news. That's all. You know what? You're working the back streets.
I should. See, that's why these guys are my guys. They got my back. NY Giants Rush, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. The first, Giants guys draft. I hope you had some fun and vote and stay tuned. And we'll be back. Last note, we did have a conversation with the license plate guy, Joe. He gave us a shout out for 2 weeks ago, and we were going to have him on this week, but we trumped him for the draft. So I'm going to have probably Joe on in 2 weeks if he's available. He gave us a nice shout out. And Jeff and I have an interview coming up with Russ. So we've got some stuff coming up that should be fun and entertaining over the next couple weeks. So everybody stay tuned. We are OUT out. Boom. Nice.